Hi, and welcome to Talk Pop C. My name is Carolina Flores, and I'm the resident philosopher, and I'm speaking with...
Taylor.
Welcome, Taylor.
Hey,
so the topic for today is art as cognition. What's your relationship with art?
Art has always been a part of my life. I feel like I'm a pretty creative person. I like to lean on my creative tendencies. I think it's, for me, the purest form to express myself and to kind of let that side of me out that is just wanting to just experience everything and just like open myself to the world and just offer as much as I can and do what I can and experience all that I can. And I don't know, like I find art in everything, and that's what's beautiful about it, is there's literally art in just about everything you can do, and just from talking to people, yeah. Just from walking around the world and just experiences.
Cool. So do you make art in a sort of narrowly understood sense, or?
I mean, everything from, you know, as much as my creative side can allow me to, and when I can tap into it as much as I can, everything from, you know, photography to music to making a collage, you know, everything is just some sort of expression. And that's the beauty of it, is it doesn't have to have rules. It doesn't have to have, you know, like, it's up to interpretation. It's great. Up to you. And it's beautiful to just share what other people can create.
So for you, you have, you know, you're like, art's about creativity, self-expression,
yes.
Playfulness. And that also means for you that, like, you're not thinking, oh, making art is painting or sculpting. You're like, yeah, it can be photography, it can be collage, it can maybe also be other things, because other things also allow you to tap into that,
yes.
Same creativity,
yeah,
and sense,
absolutely.
Of experience.
Yeah.
So are there any limits to what you would count as art?
I'd say art is unlimited. I'd say that art can be just about anything that you put yourself, a little bit of yourself into, a little bit of your experiences or your passion. It can be anything from how you interact with other people and how, like,
great.
You like to express yourself and how you like to present yourself, to everything from just sitting at home and making something beautiful in your eyes. You know, it can be for just for you, or
yeah.
It can be something that can be shared with everybody. It doesn't have to be, you know, like I said, there's no rules to it.
So it could be totally ephemeral.
Yeah, it can be, to me, art can be even just concepts in your mind, you know,
right.
Like...
the way you're thinking could be art.
Yes.
Because it sounds like, well, I want to return to this idea, but it sounds like, you know, it's like putting yourself into things in this distinctive
mm-hmm.
way. So you're thinking, you could just be walking around the street, you know, and you've like picked your clothes and you're like,
yes,
you have a certain
absolutely.
Gait, a certain expression.
Yes.
You're picking certain things to observe and focus on,
yes.
And that in itself, you're thinking, is art, even
yes,
if it's,
absolutely.
You're not even like producing
yes,
anything.
Yes, absolutely.
But.
Like the natural world is art, you know, like it's beautiful, and everything that humans make and create can be some sort of art in a way. You know, you can look at a building and say, that's artistic, that's beautiful. You know, you can look at a park full of trees and grass and kids playing and say, that's beautiful. You know, that's like art and its form of just natural art, you know,
yeah.
Like, I'd say it's this beautiful mesh of the natural side and the human side. You know, we come together and we just, we are a product of our environment, and we see ourselves as having to have some sort of purpose or some desire or something we want to achieve while we're here. And to me, it's just like, your time can be beautiful, you know, whatever you want to do. Even spending your days can be art, you know,
yeah.
Like it, the way you want to spend your day, the way you want to carry yourself, the way, like you said, when you dress in the morning, that can be art, you know, the way you want the world to see you that particular day, or the way you want to maybe not be seen can be a form of art, you know?
Yeah. So it sounds like there's something really powerful in what you're saying. Like, you could, you know, be an artist and be engaging in art just by bringing this like attitude of, I want to fill this in a bit more, but this attitude of something like self-expression
mm-hmm.
and
yeah.
maybe appreciation
sure.
into your actions. So, you know, you could be organizing your room, and that could be art because of the attitude you're
yeah.
putting into it
yeah.
and maybe the goals you have in doing that. Is
absolutely.
That a part of it for you
yeah,
as well?
Yeah, absolutely. To bring it back to the room, like, I think going to someone's room is almost like this, just you are seeing into their minds, you know, like you can learn a lot about a person just from like their house, you know, their home, their
absolutely.
Room. And like people tend to surround themselves with the beautiful things they enjoy. And it's interesting to see how their mind works just in the form of their decoration or the form of their self-representation, even if they know no one else is really going to see it, you know?
It's, yeah.
Even when, it's beautiful that even when we're alone, we still feel creative, we still feel artistic, we still feel like we need to express ourselves in some way, even if it's solely just for you.
Do you think that that's a universal thing about people, or only, or is it a special attitude that we can choose to take on or not?
I think a lot of people, I think everybody has it in them, and everybody uh-huh. has that form of expression, whether they're realizing it or not. I think some people have the idea of what art is to them, and they might not see what they're doing, or the way that they present themselves, or they, their lifestyle might not seem artistic to them, but I think they're still being artistic and they're being yeah. creative, and most people aren't always aware of that, you know, and they think, you know, like I, you know, like they're thinking I'm not very creative or I'm not very artistic, and I'm
but
thinking,
they are, because they are they putting are. Themselves
and they
into
are.
Things.
And
yeah.
It's beautiful because they don't even realize how creative they're being and artistic they're being, and they already have it in them, you know? Like, I think there's an innate part of us that is that drives to have some sort of expression or creativity, whether it's producing art or making art. I think even just expressing yourself or wanting to achieve something for yourself could be a form of art.
Yeah. So one idea, a distinction that philosophers sometimes draw is sort of between like expression and representation. So you might think that we're like always expressing something about ourselves, whether we want to or not, you know, but one might think that there's something special about representing yourself in a certain way. Like that's like more intentional. Mm-hmm. You're actually sort of you intend to convey a certain message, and consciously or not, you reflect on the means to convey that message. And sure. It sounds like you're saying that any form of expression, which could be just like, you know, just how you walk, your tone of voice, that's,
yes.
you know, completely not planned for you, all of that is going to count as artistic.
I'd say like whether you are conscious of it or not, it can, you know, I think, again, art can be a form of just another person's interpretation of what you're doing, you know. So like I could look at someone and whether they are making conscious decisions or not, I could say, just them as a person is art. Look at this
great.
Person. They look.
Great.
They just look like art. You know, they're
yeah.
people are beautiful. People are real. They're gritty. They're natural. You know, and it can be simple as just like observing someone who doesn't even think artistically or think creatively, and another person can interpret it as something beautiful. And I think that's what's just amazing about it, is that you can see someone and think, this is art. This is beautiful to me, and you would have no idea that you know. You would never think of yourself as that way, but other people who maybe have that mindset or like are more artistically inclined or
Great.
Look at the world and through their own lens can say that I see you as art. And
yeah.
I would be flattered, because I, you know, I'm one of those people where I don't ever think of myself as art, but
you care about what you look like.
But it's just like I think it's, you know, it's solely for me,
yes.
right? Like, and that's the point, is that it's for me. Like, I think at the end of the day, it should be for you, you know? Like,
mm-hmm.
we want to share and we want to open and we want to express ourselves and we want people to see how we are as ourselves, you know? We want people to kind of see a little bit of ourselves. I think as much as we like to keep ourselves a private and, like, we have our sides of ourselves that
mm-hmm.
are for ourselves, we still have these moments where they peek out and they kind
yes.
of creak out into the real world, and that they, whether you're conscious of it or
yeah.
not.
So one thing that you want to count as art is, you don't want to just count this like more intentional stuff, because often what is beautiful and genuinely expressive is not intentional.
Absolutely.
It might be that what people really, what you really appreciate about someone you find beautiful is sort of, you know, the way they move, where it's completely not planned. Maybe they're like giggle or, you know, these things that are completely very expressive of a certain
yeah.
character, but not at all planned
Absolutely.
Or intentional.
And I think it's interesting because there's so many artists out there who we discovered their works after their death, you know, or
yes.
after their prime period, you know, and they might have never intended it to be shown to anybody, and they might have never intended it to be given to the world, but we said, you know, like, what you made, like, we should share it because you are beautiful and you are creative. And, like, why, you know, like,
yeah.
why keep this locked up when we could all share and gain something? Even if it touches one person in some way, like, I think that's beautiful, you know? Like, even if it's just for you
yeah.
or even if it's just for the one person in front of you, like, those are beautiful things to do, because that's,
yeah.
at the end of the day, like, human nature is we are social. We're
yeah.
we're a social creative people, and we, again, whether we mean to or not, we like that social interaction, and we want to be seen as, you know, someone who is has that side to them that can express themselves. You know, a lot of people are not very conscious of what they're always doing, but, you know, they still want to be give something back to the world. Yeah. They still want to give something to society, whether they mean to or not. You know, like, we all have these little moments where they come through, and you just want to bring beauty out. I think the prettiest thing about humans is just there's no reason we have to do this. There's nothing, there's no physical.
Like, we could all just wear a bag every day.
There is no innate nature that says we have to do this. There's no, we're not fulfilling some physical like need that we require to do it, but we do it anyway. And we've been doing it since the beginning of our existence. And to go back and just see like art through the years in history is just beautiful, because it's like, it's one of those things where it's like, where does that come from in people? You know, where does that creative side really come from in people? It's in there, but is it like a physical thing that you can say, that you point to and say, that's your creativeness? Or is it just this innate feeling and intuition you have about the world around you, you know, like just having that specific lens of your experiences and seeing the world through your specific eyes, you know?
Yeah. So you're thinking it's something of a mystery, but it does look like humans in general have a drive towards self-expression and maybe towards beauty and the enjoyment of beauty. But then, like, maybe we don't all realize that to the same extent.
Absolutely.
Okay, so there's one question I've been aching to ask you for a while.
Okay.
And that's, you know, you've talked a lot about self-expression. But I was wondering if you could say some more about, you know, which aspects of the self do you think we're expressing in art? And if, like, any aspect of someone's personality is the kind of thing that is expressed through art. I'm thinking, you know, like, say, for example, like, you know, like, well, I don't have a boring job, in fact, but, like, if I had a really, like, boring job, you know, if I was, like, cleaning dishes, does that activity count as, like, expressing myself? Or if I was, you know, like, maybe not that, but if I, you know, if I was, like, an engineer or something, where I'm just, like, fooling around with algorithms, does that count as self-expression? Or is there something distinctive? Maybe it's like, does it have to be about, like, say, my emotions or my attachments to others? Or does any aspect of our minds and selves, like,
well, I'd
count?
Say when it comes to, like, a job where you find that it's boring or that it's very routine or very mundane to you, at least for me, I find that I come up with ways to make it more creative, or I make it more fun. And
so it's the way in which you do it.
Yeah, exactly. And it doesn't need to be that, you know, if I'm washing dishes, I put soap and make a smiley face on each plate and then clean it. It can just be like the way I'm going to go about it the day, or the way I'm going to look at my routine. I'm going to look at it in a different way, because of course I could just look at it as boring and mundane, but like, if I try to look at it from a different point of view and thinking that I'm working, but I'm also still expressing myself, not just from what I'm doing it physically, but what I'm, while I'm there, I'm thinking, I'm always thinking, you know, like, I think we're always thinking and doing, you know, when you go on autopilot, you still just think, you know, and I think that while you're just in that moment, you're still always trying to, like, think of something or being creative, or you're planning your next day, or you're planning, you know, you're thinking about what happened in the past, or you're thinking about how you spent last night,
you're
daydreaming. And you're, and again, you're dreaming, and dreams are a perfect form of art, you know, like, they are an example.
They're self-expressive.
Yeah, exactly. And so it's like, even when you think I'm doing nothing, or I'm on autopilot, or I'm not, you know, I'm just kind of here doing a job, you're still like, there's still that part of you that's still turning on and grinding and thinking and creating. And
an additional thing is, it sounds like you have, like, kind of a suggestion for, like, how to make life more meaningful. And it's something like, take whatever task you're doing, even the most mundane task, and, you know, do it with style, or, like,
make it fun,
make it fun,
make it more exciting for yourself, because I mean, too many of us
put more of yourself into the moment or something.
Absolutely. Too many of us have boring jobs, we have mundane jobs, and the way we get through it is we work, and then we use either that money or that time we have off to go do the things exactly for ourselves, you know? And we think about, what am I going to do tomorrow on my day off, you know? Or what am I going to do a week from now on my vacation, you know? And, like, we're always still planning. We're always still being creative. We're always still, that part of your brain never shuts off fully, you know? I mean, perfect example, even when you're asleep, it still is going. And it's amazing how that really just never turns off. It always just keeps going, and you find a way to tap into it, whether you're very aware of it or not. You know, like yeah. Like you said, with the boring job, you have to kind of make it a little more fun and mundane, more than mundane, because otherwise, you know, you feel like are you even a person in that point? Or, you know, are you just being some robot, you know, that's programmed to do a task? Because that's what separates us, is that we have that emotional side of it. You know, you look at your job, you have an emotional attachment, whether you like it or not, you have this emotional connection. And the way you interact with maybe your coworkers or your task, like, you still are finding a way to yeah. put yourself in that task, in that moment, you know?
Yeah. You know, some of what you're saying is really reminiscent of versions of some ideas by, like, French existentialists.
Okay.
Do you know the, like, myth of Sisyphus? About, Camus wrote about this. It's about, like, Sisyphus, you know, being punished by the gods for his, like, arrogance and ambition. Yeah. And his punishment is to, like, push a boulder up a mountain. And then yes. when he gets to the top, the boulder rolls down. And he just has to do it for the whole of eternity. Yeah. And you're like, oh, my God, that sounds awful. But Camus ends up saying something like, we must imagine Sisyphus happy. And it sounds like what you're saying is, like, how could we? And it's, like, kind of puzzling. You read it and you're like, but how? How could someone be happy?
Yes.
But maybe they could, because they could be, you know, pushing the boulder in style and pushing the boulder while they're,
yes.
you know, putting their spirit into it.
I definitely think that people strive for a purpose. They strive for some sort of meaning in something. And we can't all be doing the most creative, most artistic, most interesting job, but we all strive for that. And so, like you're saying with Sisyphus, like, we imagine him happy. Like, if that was the only thing he ever did, you know, like, he still found happiness. You know, you still try to find some sort of happiness. Like, how can I make this more than, like, just a prison? How can I make this something that is me? You know, how can I put myself into this? Yeah. And how can I take myself out of just this simple task that I'm doing and make it bigger, make it more important, make it my whole world right now, you know, and make it the most important thing to me. And if we all treated, I think, every interaction, every moment, every thing we do, we would probably have a completely different outlook on the simple things, the small things, you know, because the small things are small because we give them that small quality, but they're not, you know, they can be just as big as the biggest things,
yeah.
but we just kind of say, you know, oh, it's a small thing, because compared to these things over here, these are big and these are important. But even those small things, those little things you do day to day, or those little simple tasks you do, they are a big part of your life, and they are things you're always going to be doing, you know.
Yeah.
No one is always constantly doing a big, meaningful thing. Sometimes you have to do just a very simple task or a simple thing. But that isn't to say that you don't want that to have no meaning.
Yeah.
It should have some meaning.
Yeah. So, yeah, one kind of overarching theme, it seems, is this idea that, you know, meaning isn't something, or art isn't something that's just, like, given to us from the outside, but it's something that comes from the attitude that of, like, you know, presence,
mm-hmm.
playfulness, self-expression.
Absolutely,
that we
yeah.
put into whatever we're doing, and that can be, like, a really powerful way of finding meaning in
yeah.
our, like, you know, boring capitalist lives.
Absolutely. I mean, it's so interesting to see something through my eyes and then to talk to somebody about it and they see it completely differently.
Yeah.
And I think that is so interesting, because we would never all want to think the same. We would never all want to view the world as the same, because what viewing it differently is how we've achieved so much, and how we can really appreciate art, because we are seeing a moment of life, even if it's just a still snapshot of this moment in life, we are seeing it through this person's eyes who saw it completely different, who gave it this meaning to them, who even the small moment could be so meaningful to them that they thought they need to express it and they need to share it. And it's just beautiful to see the world through other people's eyes, through other people's lenses, even down to the smallest things, how they view it.
Great. Thank you, Taylor.
Thank you.